Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches, and we're holding at the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. Yishok the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Chiddush is very simple, and that is Shtaitin Pusik Ulekachtum Lechem Bayoim Harishoin. The din of the Arba Minim applies throughout the day, but not at night, throughout the day. So the Mishnah tells us, Misha Boba Derech, someone who was traveling, and he didn't have a lulav with him, and he comes now home in the middle of the day. What should he do? When he gets home, he should go and take his arba minim on the table. And when it says on the table, it doesn't mean that he has to dafka take it from the table. He could take it out of the plastic and there's with the table. So Rashi told us immediately, Bemison, that's the first Gemara right after we finish the Mishnah, that what we mean to say is, what happens if the person comes home? And his wife tells him, you know, you're so famished, you're so hungry, start eating. And then he starts eating. In the middle of eating, he remembers, oy, 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 I didn't take the Arba Minim yet, I wasn't noy to leave the Esrig. Then he should take it in the middle of the meal. He should be mafsik. See the Rashi in the Mishnah, about five lines down, Yitel al shulchonoy im shochach, v'loy notal koydim achila. If he forgot and he didn't take netilas lula before the meal, tzarech lehafzik su'dasai. He's in the middle of the fish, he's in the middle of the zup. Makes no difference. You're in the middle, stop the meal.
He shouldn't start.
Avad, z'rabad, v'lita lula. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
If he knows he has enough time,
that's Gemara. Let's wait for the Gemara. Gemara's going to ask that question.
If you know
But anyway, the Mishnah says, Daval, in the middle of the meal, you got to be mafsik. What happens, says the Mishnah, Baitel Yonotu Shachris? What happens if you didn't go and take Lulavi Esrig in the morning? Yithu ben Aboim, you could take in the afternoon. Shekol Hayoim, Kosh Lulav, the din of Natilis Lulav, Zagantzatog, okay. Starts Gemara. We said in the Mishnah that if you're Boba Derech, you have to take the lulav even in the middle of the meal. Amris, noitli al shulchona, lememra, the mafsik. The kavan of the Mishnah, when it says you take it from your table, it means that you're mafsik in the middle of the seuda. When it comes mincha time in the afternoon, you should not go in front of a barber. And you shouldn't go to a din Torah, and you shouldn't start a big meal mincha time. Well, you're gonna the meal is the tchitzin. It's going to be a long extended meal. By the time you're finished benching, it'll be already beyond the zman. So therefore, don't start when it gets to zman mincha. Whether it's about mincha doyle, mincha tana, that's not our sugya. But at least the general concept is, don't start a longer meal before when it comes mincha time. But what happens with the Evan and Mischilu? You did start. Then in Mafsikin, if somebody reminds you, hey, Yankel, it's almost Mincha time. Why did you go and start a meal? Once he started, you don't have to be Mafsik. So by Unz in the Mishnah says, when it comes to Tilas Lulav, you do have to be Mafsik. And done by Mincha State, you don't have to be Mafsik. What's the difference? On Rav Safra, so Rav Safra says the Tzeretz of Rabbi Cohen. But Rabbi Cohen said just a few moments ago, if you still got plenty of time, then you don't have to be mafsik. Finish off your meal. When it says in the Mishnah that you have to be mafsik, it means that it's already carved to this man. The Mushal, he only came home very late. It's already 5:30. Shki is in another 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour. He better chop around the lulav now, because if he doesn't do the lulav now, it'll soon be too late.
Why don't you say, oh, you say, but mitzvah should also be put to find mitzvah over here?
What do you mean, doing some mitzvah?
He's eating.
Yeah, but it's mitzvah iveres, it's mitzvah eneveres, it's mekend achesen shpeita, but you have to go and do the luluv now, because soon it'll be too late. It's all the ikashoyz beyond, the lekashoyz beyond. Amar Rava. So Rava says, my kusha, I don't even understand the kasha to start off with. Dilmah de'araisa, the rabban, the case in the tzilis luluv de'araisa, l'kachtam l'cham yemarish, t'cha mitzvah de'araisa. The din of minchav tefillah, all the tefillahs is achnod rabban. You have to go and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but for that you don't have to have three tefillahs a day. If you just say a couple of kapitel tilim, you say a few brachas, you're already yoytzim and hatoyra the din of avodas Hashem of
David.
That's the more starts at the end. That's the more. No, you have to be sorry, but that's the more. It's kasha. Had your eyes said Rabban of voices de kasha. El Amaravas. Doctor Chorava. The Emerson. the kasha that we ask is not that kasha, but e kasha ha kasha. The kasha is not from the case of mincha. The kasha was an internal inconsistency in our Mishnah itself. Why? Because it says that our Mishnah in the Reisha, likshi konis lebeisay noitloy al shulchanay. Alma the mafsik. We see clearly from the Reisha you have to be mafsik in the middle of the meal. And then the Mishnah continues on, loy notlo shachris, if you didn't take the lulav shachris, yitubana boyim, you have the whole day, you have the whole afternoon, which is mashma almaloy mafsik. In other words, pretnish. You didn't do it in the morning, you have another 5-6 hours the whole day to do it. So you see that you're not mafsik, and the Reisha said you do have to be mafsik. Yes. Rav Safra, so this is the same Rav Safra as before, same teres. When it says in the Reisha that you have to stop the meal, it's talking about that the meal was ending now, it's already 5:30, it's 6 o'clock, it's almost mincha time, make sure to go and take your lulav and esek, soon it's going to be too late. When it says in the Sefer, you didn't do in the Shachris, you can do it in the afternoon, it's 12:30 in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, you still got 4 or 5 hours, you got plenty of time. Amr Zayda. So Rav Zayda Zoktoch, my kusha, I don't understand the kasha that you're asking that there is a stira in the Mishnah. I don't see a stira in the Mishnah. Dilma mitzvah suke. The reish of the Mishnah is telling you have a breakfast, you have a lunch, be mafsik, don't wait till the end of the meal, go and take Natulis Lulav now. What does the Sefer say? The Eloi Pasik, what happens if you didn't listen, or you didn't realize, or you forgot, and now you finish the whole meal? So the Reisha is Alichat Chila, and the Sefer is B'diyeved. Avada, try to do the mitzvah as soon as possible, you shouldn't forget. If you forgot, or you didn't do it, you have to Chagam Tzatuk. The emes in the kasha was the original kasha from our Mishnah that says you have to be mafsik, and from the Mishnah that we learned by Mincha that you don't have to be mafsik. With a kasha lachadirai said Rabbanan, hachabiyantiv shayni Rabban naskin. And our Mishnah is also not talking about the first day of Yontiv; it's talking about cholamoyed. And therefore, in cholamoyed, we know that the din of Netilas Lula bizmanazeh is the Rabbanon, a zaycha lemigdosh. Now bring your right, Dikin Amiktoni. What state in the beginning of the Mishnah? Misha Boba Derach Vim Biyodai Lulav. No, on Yontav you could be a Boba Derach, you could be traveling. Yontav you have to be with your family, you have to be in Besmedesh, you have to be in Davinan, you have to be in a Sikkah, we'll be Fustach. Ah, the so that we have to be Risha Mishari, you're allowed to be traveling. Muzdach said that it's on Cholamoyed. And the person had to go to the zoo with the Alla Kindach, to see the Alla Clowns, to see the Alla Elephants, and the Alla Gittazachin. And now he realized, ay, I left so early to get early, so I shouldn't have a long line, I should be able to get in. I forgot to do Netilas Lulav. The names of the Mishnah, that if he comes back in the middle of the Suda, that you have to go and be mafsik. And therefore, our case in the Mishnah is talking to Rabbanan. The other case is the Rabbanan. Therefore, this teretz of the Arise of the Rabbanan, you cannot give because we're talking also talking to Rabbanan in our Mishnah. So therefore, you have to come up to the teretz. Had the ikasho is bayayim, had the lekasho is bayayim. Okay, brand new Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah. Now we're talking about Hilchois Kriya Sahalel. Remember, in our sugya of yesterday, remember we had in the Mishnah, we were learning about the Nianuim by the Hallel. Now we're learning about saying Hallel. Stam agantziyar on a Rosh Chodesh, on a Yontif, misho ye eved, oy isha, oy koton, makrin, oy soy. What happens, someone is nebuch rachmon letzlan, agroisa amuret, and he doesn't know how to say Hallel on his own. Now if he had a godoil that was saying the Hallel, he could be yoytze shemeya ke'oine, because he becomes like his shliach to say on his behalf. Like we'll see in the Mishnah, another 2-3 lines. But here we're talking about he has an Eved, or Isha, or Katan, who are not mechuyev in saying Hallel. A Katan of never mechuyev, because he only has a din of chinuch, but he's not a ben, he has a chlishka gudel, so he doesn't have the mitzvah. And even Isha is part of all the mitzvah seishas man grama, and the Hallel that one says in Yom Tovim, that's all part of, it's mitzvah seishas man grama, it's ven yontif, that's why you're saying it. And Eved is hukash le'isha. Anyway, all of these people, Eved, Isha, Oikotan, are all peturim. And therefore, if they say the whole Hallel out loud, and you listen, you're not yoytze. So what do we have to do instead? Makrin. So Misha Oye Eved Oy Isha Oy Kotin Makrin is then Makrin Oy Soy Oyna Acharein Mashein Oymim. What he should do is allow them to go and say the words, and he repeats it. Haleluka, Haleluka, Hali Navshi, Hali Avdi Hashem, Hali Avdi Hashem, Hali Shem Hashem, Hali Shem Hashem. He should repeat them word for word after them, because then he's saying the whole thing. He can't be yoytze through them. So they're just reading it, and he repeats it word for word what they are saying. Then the Mishnah says, "V'tov le me'era." Nebuch, such a person as me'era is a lashon of chasashon maklola a curse. Rachman Litzlan, such a person is a agrob amuretz that he cannot go and even say halal on his own. He has to hear from these people. And Rashi says, "Nochmer." And if Yitaka does know how to say the halal on his own, it's ketuvim me'era for appointing such shluchim. He should have appointed. He should say it himself. And if he doesn't want to do it himself, he should appoint a godly. He shouldn't appoint a kohen.
I'm just minded that they didn't have sedurim in those times.
Oh, for sure.
Tarsh about prayer. So a guy doesn't know how many people could say halal over here on the road.
That's only because you're so used to it going and saying in the siddur that you don't commit it to memory. But if Taka didn't have sedurim, people would commit it to memory.
People did, I'm sure.
Yeah, about it. Okay, continuing on. Now, what happens in Hoye God? What happens if there was a God that Taka said the Gans Hallel? Then Makra Oisai, Hoye God Makra Oisai, if the God was the one that was saying the Hallel, Oina Acharav Halalika. Meaning that in such a case he can be Loitze Shemeya Oina, but nevertheless the minig was that they would say Halaluka. Now, when did they say Halaluka? So Rashi says it said Halaluka on virtually every single pasuk. Meaning, he started off Haluka, Hali Avdi Hashem, Hali Hashem Hashem, Haluka. Yehi Shem Hashem Avoyach Me'at V'Doylam, Haluka. Mizrach Shem Hashem Avoyach Me'at V'Doylam, Haluka. Everybody would say Haluka multiple times. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Oina Acharav Haluka, the third wide line down below. Zog to Rashi. Al Kol Dovashu Oimer, you answer Haluka. V'Ochik Tanim Masech Tasoita. State the in the Gemara. Ketzer Omer Yisrael Shira by Yom. How did Klal Yisrael Sheis Shira together with Moshe Rabbeinu? After all, they didn't have Chumashim or Sedurim with them. How could they go and say the Shira? Kagodol Hamakras Halal, that they say exactly like the Godol that leads the Oylem mit the Halal. The Hein Oynim Achrav Halaluka, and everybody ends as Halaluka. So the same thing is by the Shira. So let's hear now how they did it by the Shira. Moshe Omer Shira Lashem. Veim Oymrim Oshira Lashem. In other words, every few words of the Shira, they didn't repeat the words, they just said Ashir Lashem. They kept on saying Ashir Lashem.
So why do we say from Zhoid Lashem Kit Toit Kilam Chazam? We shouldn't say
Alma. I'm a base. So Alma, what are we from this? I'll call Dover, the Dover, Ka'oma, the Oin Haluka. Since the Gemara in Soit equates our saying Hallel with Klal Yisrael saying Shira, and since we see by Shira, they kept on repeating Ashir Lashem, Ashir Lashem, Ashir Lashem, we keep on repeating Haluka, Haluka, Haluka multiple times throughout the Hallel. We'll see Mitchum the Amid Beis that the Minhagim changed as well, but Mitchum, let's get to it on the Amid Beis. So therefore, if people are not saying the Hallel on their own, but they want to be Yoitze through the Baal Tefillah, Gesundheit, but then keep on saying Haluka multiple times. And the Mishnah finishes off, Mokim Shenoag, Lichpoil, Yichpoil, Lifshoit, Yifshoit, Levarach, Yivarach, Hakel, Kemenig, Hamadina. There are different minhagim when it comes to Lichpoil, Yipchol. What is the Lichpoil, Yichpoil? So, Mitzvah, we'll see in the Rashi in a moment. Once we start, the Halis Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabchi, Kol Imim, Kikobal, and Chasim, Hashem, Loilam, Halika, that those two sukim, Halis Hashem Kol Goyim, Kikobal, and Chastoi, that's capital Kiv Yidzayin in Tilim, which is the shortest capital, only two psukim. Then the next one, Kif Yud Ches, right before the big one, Kif Yud Ches, is a fairly lengthy capital, which starts Oy L'Hashem Kitov Kilim Chastoy, Yom No Yisrael Kilim Chastoy, Yom No Yisrael Harin, Men HaMeitzer, On HaShem Oishino, that's all one long capital. So as Rashi is going to explain, virtually this entire capital is repetitive and duplicative, and it says it again and again.
Redundant.
And it's also redundant. How do you know? Because first of all, it starts off Hoy L'Hashem Ki Tov Kilam Chastoy, and at the very end, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Kei L'Hashem V'Yerlonu, Kei Li'at V'Deka, Hoy L'Hashem Ki Tov Kilam Chastoy. So we start with Hoy L'Hashem, and we end off with Hoy L'Hashem Ki Tov Kilam Chastoy. And then, Yoimenu Yisrael, Yoimenu Beis Saharin, Yoimenu Yiri Hashem, also that is repeated. Again, Yoimenu, Yoimenu, Yoimenu. That's repeated. Again, Min HaMeitzer Kerasi Ka, Kedosh Baruch Hu, things are Shmuel, help me out. I'm not even Merchav Ka, Kodesh Baruch Hu, make it bright. So that's, also it's Koifel, it's double. Hashem L'Ira Mayas L'Yodom, Hashem, I'm not scared. What can anybody do if you're with me? Hashem L'Iba Oizra, Ben Erba Soina, if you're with me, I have nothing to worry about. Toiv L'Achsas V'Hashem Teich Ba'odom, Toiv L'Achsas V'Hashem Teich Ba'odim. So you see, Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk, things are repeated, they're redundant and repetitive. Let's look at the Rashi, or before we get to Rashi. So therefore, when you get to Piskli Shari Tzedek
of Evo... We don't do it.
And it's slightly. Piskli Shari Tzedek of Oideka, says Rashi, that's also Kofel, because his Piskli Shari Tzedek open up the Shar. Then the next verse is Yashal Hashem Tzedekim Evoivai. Again, it's Kofel. All of these psukim are naturally kfulim because David HaMelech was misakin that way in the Tillim. But when we come to Oidcha Kanisani, there the Evan Muasu is not repetitive of Oidcha. This is now all on its own. Because of that, there was a minig lichpoil that these psukim that are on their own, these single psukim that are kind of upset, everybody else has a mate, just like Shabbos. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, who do I have? See, here the Pasuk, Oidcha Kanisani, says, Rabbi Yishlalem, I don't have a double. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let's be koifel. And that's how our minig is, lichpoil, the Oidcha, and the Evan, the Me'ez, and the Hashem, because all the other psukim are double, that's why we double these psukim. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi, lichpoil. Lichpoil kol pasuk u pasuk. The Noagu came. Why were they Noig? They sheyesh parisha shekula kfula. That parish is starting from Hoyd Lashem Kitoiv is double. How? Hoydit Chilvesoif. We start off Hoyd Lashem Kitoiv Kilim Chastoi, and the final pasik is Hoyd Lashem Kitoiv Kilim Chastoi. So it says both types. And Yoimenoah says Shloishipam. Doesn't mean literally, because it means Yoimenoah, Yoimenoah Besan, Yoimenoah Yirei Hashem. Three times. Menametze Kurasi Ka is once, Ananiva Merchav Ka. Oh, that's repeating. Hashem lila ira my yasli.
I mean, the response is in there. The pasuk is divided in half. He started at the beginning, and the people answered at the end.
The psukim and the structure of this kapitel tilim is such that every concept is repeated twice. The hoyd is repeated twice. The amiris yemenah.
They didn't say the same words twice.
No, they didn't say the same words. That's correct. Similar concept, but not the same words. Absolutely right. Hashem li lo ira mayas li adam. Hashem li be'oiz v'ne'er besoinoi. Then tev lachzis v'Hashem v'teich b'adam. Tev Hashem v'teich v'divim. Tev lachzis v'lachzis. Sivavuni, sabuni, kol goyim sivavuni, sabuni gam sivavuni, etc., etc. Doch adischani limpoil, v'Hashem mazurani, v'hin lishua, korin v'yishua, yimin Hashem, yimin Hashem, li'omuz, v'lamovis lo nisanani, pishli shari tzedek, zeh ashar. See, right? I'm just looking at the Rashi. So Rashi says that each one of these psukim is repeating, not word for word, but the concept is the same. Once we start Oidcha Ki Ani Sani, Nemach Ki Ani Sani, I'm poor, I'm all by myself, I have no mate. Vos Tuach then, because of that, that's why the Gemara is going to say, that was the minig of our Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Mok Shenagel Lichpoil, starting from Oidcha and further, that we double it. Why do we double it? Because the other psukim are all double on their own naturally in the Tillim. So therefore, the minig in many mekaymis is to double these psukim as well, which is, of course, our minig as well. However, this was not universal. The Mishnah says, Lifshay Jifshay. There were many places that they didn't repeat these psukim. All this repetition again and again. I have to run to work. It's already late. Levarach Yivarach, those places where they made a bracha, then you make a bracha. But not every place did they make a bracha. We'll see Mitchum the Gemara tomorrow. We're not talking about the bracha Rishoina, that was universal. It's the bracha Achroina that was a difference in Minhagim. That's what we say, Yaluch Hashem Alekeinu. And if you remember, okay, and in fact, on Pesach night, there's a different, others have a meaning, not to say, but they finish off of Yishtabach. So you see the different Minhagim when it comes to the bracha at the end. Every Medina has different Minhagim. Okay, thank you. Tanabat. So first thing, Gemara brings a parallel to our din of Hallel to the din of benching. Tanabat the emes amru. Rashi the emes amru. Whatever it says, called the emes means halachahi ve'en choylik bedaver azei ishdos and kena kritzach nishna. There is no machlekes. Others say when it says the emes amru that it means it's halacha l'moishe misinai. This lechayr is not talking about halacha l'moishe misinai because here we're talking about a son being mevorech for his father. The son is only midrabanan. We'll see in a moment. Emes Amru, that what Ben Mavarach L'Avav, a son can go and be moitzi his father in benching. And Eved ki Mavarach L'Rabbi ki moitzi his rabbi in benching. V'ishim Mavarach L'Bala, she ki moitzi the husband in benching. Why? Av Amru Chachamim, Tavim Me'er L'Odom, she ishtu banim Mavarachim L'ay. So that's why the Gemara is bringing it, because of the Lash of Tavim Me'era. Nevertheless, this person is cursed. that he can't bench on his own, that he needs his son or his wife to go and be moitzi. But now the question is, why in our Mishnah did it say that if they are not bar chiyuva, he should repeat after them word for word? Why don't we say the same thing over here too, that if the son or the wife or the eved is making the bracha, you should have to repeat it word for word? Because we're talking about a situation where both of them were midrabanan. How are they both midrabanan? The ben, of course, midrabanan by definition, he's a cotton. The father is talking about that he didn't eat a kedei sviya. He only ate a kedei kezayis or kebeya, which is only machuya midrabanan. So one drabanan give me moitzia, another drabanan. That's probably what you wanted to ask with Pinchas, right? Anyways, but lemaizi tava me'era, he should be able to go make the benching on his own, not to have to be yoitze through his son.
What a person
Tavim Eira means that this individual is considered to be cursed. Why is he considered to be cursed? That Nebuch, he himself, is such a groba amuret that he cannot go and bench or say hal on his own. He needs a cotton to be moitze him. Nebuch, rachmanet. Now, of course, nowadays we look at this and we look at it, it's not so clear. Because unfortunately, as we know, there are a lot of tinnik shenishbiz, there are a lot of children, Baruch Hashem halavai, the moitze zan b'Yisrael, Bali Tshuva, and the children know more than their father. So therefore, it's not a man of Me'ira, it's a chabracha. So perhaps one could say that the word Me'ira then should be Me'ira. That the child is Meir, he is Titbalacht, and he is going and he's shining, and he's going and he's teaching his parents how to go and read. Oh, what a bracha, it's a mamish Meir. Well, of course, that's not the Poshim shot of B'derech Tosh. Okay, yes, Rabbi Kohen.
Why can't the person who can bench the Kavona that you should be Moitzi him?
Yeah.
You have in other places there where you have the
Kavona. A Gadol can be Moitzi. Here we're talking about a cotton being Moitzi.
That you're allowed to.
A cotton, see, yeah. But by somebody
else. A Gadol mitandre, Gadol, no problem. Okay, Omar Rav. Now, Rav is going to tell us something very interesting. Hilchasa gevirta ikka lemashma miminhoga dehalilem. What Rav is going to say, we're going to look at the Rashi, because the Rashi is mamish meyer, the whole Gemara. But Rashi tells us is that Rav is now recounting that in his day and age, the minig in saying Hallel had certain very interesting nuances, interesting minhagim, and he's saying that from the minig that we do today, you can see the source of what they used to do in the times of Chazal. In other words, just like our Mishnah already told us, Hakol Kemineg HaMedina, there's all Minhagim, Shishok Durava, by Uns Haint, today, in my Bismedish, when we say Hallel, we don't do it like the Mishnah. And I'll tell you the way we do it. But from the way that we do it, you can already get a sense of what the original Minhagim were at the times of Chazal, at the times of our Mishnah. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi on top. Hilchos HaGevirta, Halachas Gedoilis, Minhagid Alila, says Rava. Mimasha onu royim, from that we see, shenoyigim achsha biyameinu bebatei kenesias. What we are noyig today by unz and unz bebatei midrashim kimefarish viasu shenoyigim laanoi. So Rashi tells us already a little bit of what the Gemara is going to tell us, that they were noyig to say haluka shtei pa'amim v'lo yoiser, meaning that at the beginning of Hallel, the Oilam used to say twice the word Halleluka. We'll see where they used to say it. The Oimim call a Hal Imma Makra, and not like in the times of the Mishnah, that people didn't have Sidurim, and they didn't have Tilim Loch, and therefore many people didn't know it by heart. But by the time of Rav's time, then people already had Nischoyes, or they knew it, they were Tamid Chacham, and therefore people used to say Kol HaHal Im HaMakra. In other words, like we do, that we all say it together with the Baal Tefillah, we say the entire Hal. Ad hoidu, until you get to hoidu, v'oinen hoidu acharav, and then here we stop. We don't say it together with the Baal Tefillah, but rather the Baal Tefillah says hoidu on his own, and we sing it and all the rest, and when he's finished, then we repeat it. V'choiz v'koyin imoy, and we do the same thing by the yoymeno and the yoymeno, each time he says it, and then we repeat it after him. Ad ona, until we get to ona. V'oinen ona hayshiyena, and then now, I'm sorry, v'choiz v'koyin imoy means, and now we continue reading the menametzer together with the Baal Tefillah, the whole thing until we get to oidcha, or until ona Hashem. V'oinen ona hayshiyena, v'ona hatzlichena achrav, k'moyshe ona waisim. Just like we also do, we say after the Baal Tefillah, on Hashem, Hashem, on Hashem, Atzlichana. The Ein Zuki Kriyas Rishonim. But this is not the way the Rishonim do. So you Oinen Haluk Al Kol Dovar. Because, remember, Rashi said in the times of Rava, they only said the word Haluka twice. Shtei pam. No. In the times of the Mishnah, they said Halleluk al kol davar means on every pasuk, like Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, just like by the Shira, a Shira Lashem. Here too, they kept on saying Halleluk al kol davar kiramrim v'masis in the hach ubesoita v'yamar Rava. Mi minik shel achshav, from the minhagim of today, says Rava, meaning of Rava's time, on a lemedim mau ikar kriyas halul kishetiknu tchila. We're able to go and see the origins of what they used to go and say the good old days in the times of the Mishnah. Lefisha akol chayim b'kriyasai. In the times of the Mishnah, everybody was mechuyav. But not everybody is an expert. Not everybody knows all the shinies. It's taknu. Therefore, they were masakin. Echad koirei. The Baal Tfila, the Shliach Tzibur, he would say the whole thing from beginning to end out loud. V'achenim shoinim. And people would go and listen to what he said. The others didn't say it with him. They were shemeya koine. V'hakol oinim mitzas. And they used to go and be oinim mitzas. Halukah, like Rashi said in the Amud Aleph, every pasuk would end with Halukah. The Ashiv shall call B'nai Kenu Yuseini. Bekiyin, now that Baruch Hashem in our times and times of Rava, everybody, Baruch Hashem, is an expert in Halel. The Koin Oisei Kuloi, everybody now reads it together. The Alpha became, but nevertheless, Oin in Shtei Bom Halukah, we still continue the old minig of saying that Halukah every single pasuk, Halukah. Two times we say Halukah. We'll see in the Gemara where you say it. Baltimore. And we also say V'Odol Hashem, the honor, that we continue saying that today. Why do we say V'Odol Hashem honor? Why don't we just go and say the whole thing together, like all the other Kapitlach of Tillim that we say together in the Halal? Mm-hmm. We can get a sense of what the original minig was in the times of the Mishnah. Lanois, Lamisha, and Bekiyim, Ulubekiyim. How they used to fear Ayn for those people that knew and didn't know. Like we had in the Mishnah, people said, Haluka, Haluka, Haluka. Okay, so that's, so bottom line is, Nachwa. Rav is saying is, from our Minhagim today, which the Gemara is going to now describe in some detail, from here till halfway down the Omud, we get a sense of what the original Halal was in the times of the Mishnah. Is Nachwa. Hilchza Gevirta Ikal Mashm Minhaga de Halila. From our Minhagim, the way we say Halal, we're able to see Halachas Gedoylois, what they said Halal originally. What? Zokt yetz the Gemara Zokt Rava, who oimer Haluluka vein oimer Haluluka. When we start off Halal, what's the first word of Halal after the bracha? Says Halal, Haluluka, Halu Avdi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem. So what they used to do is, the Baal Tefillah would go and say Haluluka. And then everybody would answer, Haluluka. And then he continued on, Halu Avdi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem, Haluluka. So therefore you had two times they said Haluka, and that was it. Because from then on, then they kept on saying it together with the Baal Tefillah from the Siddur, or by memory, because everybody knew it, because they were ready, Baki. So, in the times of the Mishnah, they would keep on saying Haluka again, and again, and again, and again, another 20 times, after every Pasuk. But that's because in the times of the Mishnah, only one person was saying it. Today, everybody says it. So, I don't even need to repeat this Haluka two times. But to Shun Angifit, this is the way they did in the times of the Mishnah, so we continue that. And in fact, the Achroinim, even the Rishonim, wonder how come we don't say that, why don't we continue that minhag still today, how come we don't start off with Haluka, Haluka, just like they did in the times of Rav. Anyway, continuing on, Enochmul, so, who Aymer Haluka is, again, this is the time now of Rav. The Baal Tefillah says Haluka ben Omer Haluka. Mikan she mitzvah lano is Haluka. From this we see that that's the mitzvah, that's the minhag to answer Haluka, and that's the way he did it in the Mishnah time. Now who Omer? Now the Baal Tefillah says after Haluka he starts Halu Avdi Hashem ben Omer Haluka. Mikan shem hoye gadol makrei oisoi makrei oisoi. If you had a gadol who is saying the Halal, oina acher Haluka. That this is the way they did it originally, and this is the way they did in the times of Rava, that if you had a gadol being makra'it, you could be yoitza by saying Haluka every single pasuk. But by uns, says Rava, we didn't need to come on to that, because since people are bikim, they said the entire Halel. But if you didn't know the Halel, listen to the Baal Tefillah carefully, and every pasuk say Haluka, like they did in the good old days. Now continues Rava. Hu oimer hoidul Hashem. By uns, the Baal Tefillah says Hoidul Hashem Kitov Kelam Chastei out loud. Mm-hmm. The whole Oilam is quiet when he says it Hoidul Hashem. And then when he's finished, Then they continue on. They say Hodel Hashem. Mikan, what do we see from this? Shemitzvah lanois roshei perakim. That when you start a new perek, then you should go and repeat the new perek. Explains Rashi, explains Tosis. The marshal, when you get to Betzeis from Mitzrayim, Beisyakam Yam Loyes, that either already in the times of the Mishnah, or at least in the times of Rava, what he's saying is, instead of now saying Haluka, you already said Haluka by the first perek. Now you say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim, B'tzeis from Mitzrayim. Now you can go and say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim. In other words, instead of repeating Haluka like we had before, here you should repeat the Rosh Prokim. And just like by Hoyd Lashem Kitev Kulam Chastev, which was the beginning of Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches, so we also repeat the Rosh Prokim Hoyd Lashem Kitev Kulam Chastev. Toisa says, Skon Zayin, after you say on the first Pasuk, B'tzeis from Mitzrayim, B'tzeis from Mitzrayim, you say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim, could be when you continue on, so you go back to the Haluka, because in Rashi the Mishnah didn't mention anything about keeping on saying B'tzeis from Mitzrayim. So as much as the Haluka goes throughout the entire Hal, it's just that when you start a new capital, then you shokel mitmit the capital, and you say the Rashi Prokim. He say Hodel Hashem, then you say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim, then you say Loilonu, then you say Ahavta, you say Ahavta Kishma Hashem, etc. Anyway, the fourth Toisis talks about this in greater detail, that you should go and each time start a new thing. If you want to just take a quick look.
The way they used to, you mean?
He's saying that's the way they used to do it. So if you look at the Toisis, Mikan Shemitzalanis Barashe Prokin, this is the fourth Toisis from the top. If you go before about five lines before the middle lines, or before the wide lines, you'll see it says in Toisis, Oine Roish, there's a parenthesis, Roish, Perek al Koldov V'dover Atzoifei. V'chein perek sheni, oyne roish perek sheni, v'chal kol dover dover at soifa, v'chein kulam ki goin haluka, v'tzeis from Mitzrayim, leilon Hashem, leilonu, ahavti, ki yishma Hashem, halishem kol goyim. Each time, you should always start, you're starting a new perek, start saying the words from the beginning of that new perek. V'tzeis from Mitzrayim, you say v'tzeis from Mitzrayim, leilonu, you say leilonu. But that's only if you're not able to say it on your own. If you could say it together with the Baal Tefillah, you seem to hide. But if you don't know it, and the Baal Tefillah is being moitziyu, then when you start the new perek, be oina al Rosh Prokim, go and repeat the same words from the new perek. Itmanami, Zutimor Abaita, Omer of Chanam Barava, Mitzalan is Rosh Prokim, you're supposed to attack it by the Hodel Hashem Kitev Kilim Chastoy, you start off a new perek, and you repeat those words.
So he has to start, if people are repeating, he'll have to be mafsik.
It depends, if it's a ganz oilim, then of course he has to be mafsik. If there's only one guy, then he'll say it, and he'll stop.
But then he won't hear the next one.
So you should stop it for 3 seconds, but you can't hold up the ganz oilim.
I'm just practical.
Yeah, first time. Next nickel. Hu oim on Hashem Hashina, vein oimim on Hashem Hashina. We repeat the on Hashem Hashina. What's so important? Why was that? Mikan, shemoye kotin, makri oisei, oinen achre mashu oime. So this is like we had in the Mishnah. The reason why we repeat the whole on Hashem Hashina, and again, the Baal Tefillah said on Hashem Hashina, we repeat on Hashem Hashina. Why do we repeat it? That's to remind us of the good old days. Then in case they didn't have a godel who would be the Shliach Tzibur, and now if they had a cotton, then you shouldn't be yoitzer with the cotton just by saying Haluka, or just by saying Rosh Hashanah B'tzeis Yisrael, but you'd have to repeat word for word after the Baal Tefillah. Who I'm on Hashem Aslichana? Like we also say that we repeat on Hashem Aslichna. Mikan Shimbo Lichboil Koifel. From this you learn that if you want to be Koifel, you can be Koifel. What means if you want to be Koifel? Because if you look at the real Kapitel Tilim and Kifid Ches, it doesn't repeat it twice. The Pusik just says, Una Hashem Ashina, Una Hashem Aslichna. It doesn't say Una Hashem Ashina, Una Hashem Ashina, Una Hashem Aslichna, Una Hashem Aslichna. It only says one time. Why do we repeat it twice in Hallel? Like our Mishnah said, that in those Mekoimis, you want to be Koifel, you can be Koifel. And that's why the Taka repeated the Una Hashem Aslichana to be Koifel. So at the very end of the Hallel, when you finish with Una Hashem Aslichana, we say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Berachnuchman Beis Hashem. But the minig of the time of Rava was, the Baal Tefillah would say, Baruch Abba! And everybody would say, Rachanim L'shtomo. No, they didn't say Rachanim L'shtomo. They used to go and say, B'Shem Hashem, only by Yabris. Then they used to go and say, B'Shem Hashem.
They stuck in the words of the prophet.
He said, Baruch Abba, and they said, B'Shem Hashem. As they give in the minute.
By the way, if you ever went down to the Svartish synagogue, S&P,
They
daven a lot like this.
Okay.
A general moderator is responsive. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be also they didn't have Siddurim, or maybe that was the old Svartish minute.
Ken's that?
Whatever the minig is, that's amazing.
No. Exactly. Hakol k'minig ha'medina.
Yeah. What do you have to go into figure? What they pass? They had masay bin ha'mazrum. Whatever they do, you have to justify why a minig develops.
I think we should appoint a delegate from our shul to go there and spy out and come back and give us a full report of how they did it and how they koyfel and
yontif. Well, you don't have to spy. You just go in and just.
Oh, okay, without spying. Okay, fine. Gerecht. Anyway.
It's more interesting than this spy.
Mind giving me a ducker, right?
Some people
are
not spies.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, see, Morris says, how does this work, Baruch Abba? And he says, B'Shem Hashem, because I'm listening to what he's saying, Baruch Abba. So I'm Yoitze Shemei Koine. Then I'm saying B'Shem Hashem, so I have the whole posse. Otherwise, how can you stop in the middle of the posse? And it's gefährlich, because Shemei Koine. Okay, with this we have finished now the Gamze Shtikl Torah of Rava. And if you have the time, you should look at the Rashi's. Rashi keeps on developing in greater detail. Yeah.
One point. Yeah. Even though we said at the beginning, Shemei Kain, Haluk is not part of Shemei Kain. That's really a response. Shemei Kain is literally hearing is like you said it.
So do you have to respond? They don't have to respond.
No, I'm saying that was a minute to say Haluka.
Right.
But the Shemei Kain is literally the hearing.
What you're really asking is the next Shaila Gemara. Boy, my name Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Shama V'lei Ona Mahu. What happens if you heard? No, nothing to be sorry about. Say good. You prepared us. That was a good segue for next Shaila Gemara. When I'm Shama, you heard the Gantz Hallel V'lei Ona, and you didn't say Halleluka, or you heard someone making a bracha, and you didn't say Amen. Mahu, are you Yoytze Shemeya Ka'ina? So Amalahu. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba answered. It's a very interesting answer. Amalahu Chakimai the Allegrace Chacham V'Sefrai the Allegrace Sofrim. Rashi says Sofrim means Melamdim Tanoikis. The Allegrace Melamdim V'Reishi Am and the Allegrace Manhigim V'Doshan the Alledashonim. Amal, they all say the same thing. Avad Lechetchela, you should be Oina. You should say Amen. You should say Halleluka. Epis and Aniyah. B'Shavalei Ona. But if you didn't, Yotze Yoytze anyway. Even if you didn't say anything. Yes, Rabbi Kahn.
When the Shul HaTzibur makes the bracha for Hallel,
yes.
When he says Amen, everybody says Amen too.
No, okay.
So if you say Amen, why do you have to make the bracha again?
Because when you
if you answer Amen, you have to hear the bracha of the Shul HaTzibur. Then why should you have to make the bracha?
So
the Beitzik says you say the bracha together with the Shul HaTzibur. Otherwise,
but I'm saying, but it's always that way.
I say the bracha together. Based on this, what my brother told me that he heard the Rav say. By Hallel, you should say the bracha together.
Today is Atanas, right? Yeah. What happens if it was a regular day and there are a few people drinking coffee and one person starts and makes the bracha, Shehakalim Midvarit? Do you answer Amen? Of course. Then do you take the coffee? Why? I already heard the bracha, I already said Amen, and you start drinking. How bad are you going to make your own bracha?
I'm telling you what happened.
If you heard somebody else, Shakalulav and Essay, you made Zilas Lulav, and you said Amen. Do you go and repeat your own bracha, or do you go and
say the bracha together?
Pleasure
of saying
bracha
and Lulav. Rabbi Cohen.
No, I say the bracha together with Shulchan Tzibur.
Rabbi Cohen.
Question is whether I have to.
Meyid malach, or meyish malach, or meyarach lach. Rabbi Cohen says it so beautifully. He says the bracha together with Shulchan Tzibur. How can we madama maisa la maisa, Rabbi Cohen?
My brother told me the bracha said that, and I think he's right.
He's wrong because
it's not Lakewood. This is Lakewood, this is the wrong.
We hakol.
Listen.
Okay, anyway, let me get back to it.
This is not the place.
It's not the place.
When it comes to Yontif, when we're goymer es ha-halel, everybody agrees you do make a bracha. There's no shaila. The shaila is the gabi rish chodesh, which is drabanan, when we only say chutzihal. Is a machloikis among the poskim whether or not you're supposed to say the bruch or not. The svarim do not make a bruch on rish chodesh. They then fine erlich atayr yidin. I love them all, but they don't make a bruch. We minik ashkenaz is to make a bruch. There are some people who are nervous about making the bruch. The chodesh machloikis, and they want to make everybody happy. So I know, for instance, there was a person who lived here in the neighborhood. He used to go in the Leipzinish. He used to go over to the Baal Tefillah, and he would say to the Baal Tefillah, I'm listening very carefully. Please have me in mind for this bracha, because I'm going to enter Amen, so I shouldn't have to go and repeat the bracha. So you have in mind to be moitzi me, and I'm going to be yoitzi. But Roiva Oilam doesn't do like that. Our meaning is we say the bracha and feti. Anyway, we continue on. Itmar nami omrib shim ben pazi, omrib shim ben leimi shim bar kapora, minal shimei koina. Where do you take this from, this inyan of shimei koina? Tichsiv. Now, what is the pasuk? Now, our Gemara is a bissel fagreis. Fagreis means that there are mistakes, but the real pasuk is Koyemar Hashem, Hini Mevi Ro'o El Hamokim Hazeh the Al Yoishvab is called Divrei HaSefer Ashekora Melech Yehuda. This is a pasuk in Malachim, and this pasuk is telling us at the times of Yoshio HaMelech, unfortunately the Oilam was sinning terribly, and one day they found an open Sefer Torah in the Heichal, and that Sefer Torah was open to none other than the Toichicha. And then when they repeated this to Yeshua HaMelech, wow! And they had Shofan I think was a Novin at that time, Koyin Godel Tzavus, he went and read from the Toichicha before Yeshua HaMelech. And again, the Lashon HaPasuk is Koyin Mar HaShem, and he may be Ro El HaMokam HaZeh, Val Yoshev Eskol Divrei HaSefer HaShekora Melech Yehuda. Now the question over here is, The psukim over there make it very clear that it wasn't Yoshio HaMelech that was reading, it was Shofan that was reading. So Freit Yimara, how does the pasuk end off Ashekora Melech Yehuda, which is Yoshio HaMelech? V'chi Yoshio Koran, v'alei Shofan Koran, d'chsid, the pasuk before that says, v'ikri O Shofan, lefnei HaMelech. He was the one that read this before the Melech. So why did it say that Ashekora Melech Yehuda, that the king himself read these psukim? Since he listened very carefully to what Shofan did, so it's considered as if he himself said it himself. What's the raya? Even though the pasuk doesn't tell us this clearly or expressly, maybe that's what it means. Shofan read this out, and then Yeshua said, hey, let me see what it says. I want to read it myself. In other words, I don't trust you. Maybe you're adding a few words, ad-libbing. Let me see it. Oh, and then it says Ashekora Melech Yehuda, that he himself taka said it, the Pemole. So you have no raya Shemeya Koina. After the Echalein Gizhok, just like Shofan said it. Omer Vachem Yankiv, Loisel Kadaita. No, it's Koinish Zayin. Dechsev. Because the psukim after that say, Yan Rach Levavacha, Vatikona Mepnei HaShem, Bishomacha. Because of that, says Rabbi Nishloilam, you know what? I'm going to tame down the punishment that I was going to meet against you, because I see Yoshio HaMelech, that you heard these groisa words from the Toichicha, and Takavatikana Lavavcha. As a result, I'm going to have mercy, I'm going to have Rachmim on you. But the Lashon HaPasuk is Yan Rach Lebavcha, but Tikon Lefanai B'Shomacha, when you heard these words. L'choira, if you're telling me Yeshua HaMelech repeated this consolating, it should have said B'Koracha. By the fact that B'Shomacha is the Chasim, and he only heard it. He did not repeat it, and therefore is a Raya Shemei HaKoyim. Now, at the very last shtickle that we said, the minig in the times of Rava was that the Baal Tefillah said Baruch Haba, and the Elam said B'Shem HaShem. If you yourself are saying this entire pasuk, don't split it and say Baruch Haba, and then take a pause for a minute and then say B'Shem Hashem. It should all go in one neshima achas. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Don't go and split it down the middle. What's the reason why? Because if you're going to split it up, it sounds like it's two separate thoughts. Hey, Baruch Haba, Kupterain! And then a minute later, B'Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem means nothing. So therefore you're saying Hashem's name in vain. It's like saying Hashem's name Levatol. Look at the last Rashi and the bottom
of
the
it was the mimic like that.
But the Yitzchos, they said it immediately. It was responsive. Baruch HaBashem, Shem Hashem. But you yourself should go make a pause. Look at the last Rashi.
Because you make the hefsik.
Exactly, nothing the hefsik. Look at the last Rashi. Loilei me'inish in the bottom line. Misha ein achem makreis. And not like we said before. The person is reading in himself. The yanchim etayim, they should go take a deep breath. Not just only shemach, but b'shem Hashem. To like kaima askara amiltzul liel. When he says b'shem Hashem, it's no longer attributed to the Baruch Haba from before. He's saying b'shem Hashem. He's saying the shem Hashem levatol. Therefore, say the kamtzamaz Baruch Haba b'shem Hashem as we b'rishim achs. Skip the two lines. Omer Rav after the parentheses. Omer Rav loylei me'in sheheish me rabba. When we say Kaddish, you say Yehi Shmei Rab Mavarach Li'olam Me'al Mai. Don't say Yehi Shmei Rabba, and then say Mavarach. El Yehi Shmei Rab Mavarach Ba Dodi. Why? What's the reason? For the very simple same thing. Because if you're going to say Yehi Shmei Rabba, and then Mavarach, it looks silly. Yehi Shmei Rabba Rabbi Yishol Mazagreis, Anumen. And then Mavarach. So what does it go on? So therefore, it doesn't make sense. Keep it together. So Amli Rav Safra. So Rav Safra says now to him, Moshe Shapik Amris. Moshe, says Rashi, means it's a nice honorific title, like saying God Lador. Here the grace of poisik as in Moshe Rabbeinu as a joktir as a minzach. Everybody realizes that even though you breathe in between, we're not talking about that it takes a hefsik for an hour or for a day. We're talking about just a split second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. When you say Yehesh Me Rabba, and then you say Mevarach, everybody knows it all goes together, even though you breathed in between. Same thing, Baruch Abba. B'shem Hashem, everybody knows, Asuki Milzi, you're just finishing off, Lesbo, Nishka problem. If you look at the Rashi at the top, second line, call Asuki Milzi, Hoyle the Karavos, Ligmar, Lesbo, no, you don't have to be so makvid, you can take a breath in between, and everything is fine. Have a wonderful day, everybody.